here in the lobby of Intiman Theater, there's something like 60 or so students ranging from the early grades up through high school, all presenting their ideas about the classroom of the future. Everything from the way the furniture looks, to the way the teachers will teach, to the way that they'll communicate with one another.
I'm Maya Santos, and I'm 10, and I go to Cedarhurst Elementary. Well, this is a classroom on the moon, except it's more like a school because it has, well, a gym, a technology room, a music room, and a library.
So this is a live-in lunar academy.
Yeah, I was thinking of, like, a space colony, and this would be where the kids would live to test out the way that the moon would be.
It's so interesting because 50 years ago in 1962, kids back then were thinking about space, and here we are 50 years later, and you're thinking about space, too. What is it about that makes it so interesting for you?
It's just space is... We were barely explored any of it, considering the size of the universe, so it's just something that everyone is naturally curious about.
Hi, I'm Michael Fleming, and I'm going to Rice University in a few weeks. I tried to slim down the classroom size. I also arranged the seats into a circular formation so that it would be better for focusing on the holographic projector, which I have in the center, which sounds like it's something out of Star Wars, but I don't think that's too far off. Because when I did the research for the technological side, I found a whole lot of crazy predictions about where we'll be 50 years from now. And I gotta say, holograms is one of the very conservative ones.
I'm Catherine Yin, and I go to Spirit Ridge Elementary.
I'm Melissa Wang, and I also go to Spirit Ridge Elementary.
And what grade are you guys going into?
We're going to 6th, actually. This top portion is about kids, and they're standing from a sensor, and their virtual avatars are displayed on the screen, and people from different countries could be doing this together, and the words appear translated onto the screen so they could learn together.
You think that's going to be a big part of school in 50 years?
If it is, it'll be very helpful because the countries will be able to stay together in the level of education, and a country will hesitate to attack another country that they've worked together with in education.
So I'm Von Poon, and I'm going into 6th. So one of the things I thought about was having shower in the bathroom, so when they come in from recess, they wouldn't be all sweaty and the room wouldn't stink at all. So then I thought about a test room surrounded by a garden, which is, like, really quiet and helps you concentrate and not be so stressed.
So besides being fancy and high-tech, your school sounds really beautiful.
Yeah, it doesn't look so dull and dead.
Well, it's tough to say how many of these ideas may actually end up in classrooms 50 years from now, but if there's one thing we can learn about how they imagine that future, it's a school that is safer, that's more high-tech, more efficient, better connected, and probably a lot more fun. I'm Gabriel Spitzer, KPLU News.